Hey. You're just gonna stand in front of the Attack on Titan. Can you at least, like, let me through? Thank you. Have you read Attack on Titan before? No? It's really nice. It's really, gory too, but I think it's nice. The show was pretty cool too. So if you're thinking of reading the manga and then watching the anime, it's pretty cool. It's really dark though too, so just be mindful of that. My favorite character was Sasha. You're gonna really like Sasha. I call her Potato Girl. I also really liked Marco. He was really cool. But again, it's really, really dark, and you're probably gonna want to cry. Have you read anything else? No? This is your first time reading manga? Oh, that's cool. No. You're not too late to start reading manga. I don't think you can ever be too late to start reading manga. I think it's for everyone. So you were interested in Attack on Titan? Yeah, it's pretty popular. I mean, it's really good. That's why it's super popular. But do you really want that to be your first experience with manga? I mean, yeah, Attack on Titan's cool, but there's others you can go for too that aren't as heart-wrenching. Could I give you a few suggestions? You don't have to take them, of course. It's just some stuff I kind of like, and I would think you would like too. Great. So I'm a bit in the same boat as you. I only know like so much. And most of the stuff I know is like from other friends who are like much more knowledgeable about manga than I am, but I can at least help a little. So one manga I could suggest to you is it's a bit of a slice of life. It's called I never really learned how to pronounce it. Wotakoi? Love is Hard for Otaku. It was a web series, but they recently started putting out actual copies. And it's about two people working in an office. The girl really likes yaoi. Yaoi is it's manga where it's a romance between two boys. They're also called like BL, like boy love. And the guy who works at the company as well, he likes games and he's an otaku, which I guess is a person who has a lot of interest in anime and manga. And they both fall in love, but they don't really date because they're just so awkward around each other. It's really funny, I think so, at least. Also, if you ever want to like watch the web anime series, it's got like a really catchy like opening. It goes like and then they like do a little dance like this with their hands. I like it. It's really funny. If you want to keep talking about slice of life, I'd also like to at least bring up Miss Kobayashi Dragon Maid, which, while being pretty wholesome, is actually really cute. It's about well, the main character is Miss Kobayashi, and she's a office worker. You know, lots of mangas are just about office workers. She's an office worker, and she's kind of depressed, and she drinks a lot. And one night, she kind of just stumbles into the forest and finds this dragon with a sword in her, and she pulls it out. And then the next morning, I think it was the next morning, the dragon comes to her house and transforms into a person. And the dragon's name is Toru, I believe. Toru. And she devotes her life to being her personal maid because she saved her. And then a bunch of shenanigans have to happen after that. And then more dragons start showing up, including my favorite. Her name is Kana, and she's so tiny. And she goes to school because she has to fit in with the other humans. And it's really cute, even though she's like 1,000 years old, but it's still funny. One thing you gotta kind of be mindful of is the dragons, they have big boobs. Yeah, I know. I don't know why, but they just do. But I still think it's a really fun read, especially if you just want something wholesome. Also, if you ever start watching the anime, that opening is really catchy too. There's also like so many different renditions of it. Like, you can look up Miss Kobayashi Dragon Maid opening X Slipknot, which is actually way they go together so well, more well you, than you would think. But yeah, what else is oh, if you want something that's funny but also kind of frustrating but also kind of just over the top, we have Don't Tease Me Nagatoro, which it's like one of those mangas where it's literally like saying what it is, like don't tease me, Nagatoro. And it's about this boy that goes to school. He doesn't really have a name. And Nagatoro, who is a girl that teases him a lot, and she calls him Senpai, so I guess that's his name, like Senpai. And she just kind of make she doesn't really make fun of him, but she does toy with him a lot for finding her attractive. She kind of just uses that to her advantage and like teases him a bunch, tries to make him fall in love with her. But ho ho, in reality, she's starting to fall in love with him, and you can imagine how that would go. I think it's funny. Most of these, I think, are just pretty funny. That's why I read them. Yeah. I'm not really reading slice of life currently. I would if I could afford all of them, but actually, why don't I just show you what's in my bag right now? Hold that. So I recently got Volume 6 of Akira, if you've heard of it. You haven't? Okay, we're gonna be here for a bit. So Akira is one of the best pieces of media I have ever come across, and it is so amazing. I cannot express how much I love Akira. But I actually only recently started like reading the manga, and as you can see, this is a pretty like big volume, and there's six of these, and I think they get even bigger than this, so it's taken a bit. But if you've ever seen the 1980s movie, it's so good. Like, it's okay, well, it's very gory, very dark, very, very, like, it's just a lot. But that's what makes it so good. It's because it's a lot. This is in the 80s, the movie, at least, not the manga. I'm pretty sure the manga was in maybe the 70s. But it was before anime was like super popular, at least in like Western areas. And it was mostly because anime wasn't really of any interest to Western areas. But then when Akira came out, and Akira just pulled all the stops in animation. Like, there was action, there was gore, there was existentialism of some type. And that really inspired other animators to kind of fall in line into that sort of style. And that's what made this whole wave of anime and manga go into America and other places. I just think that's really cool. I should actually talk about Akira, what it's about. It's actually kind of hard to explain because there's so much plot in so many areas, but it's pretty much about the main characters are two boys. One is named Kaneda. He's the guy in the red suit right here. The other one is Tetsuo, which I actually learned that Tetsuo means Iron Man. And I guess that kind of makes sense later on in the story. But Tetsuo and Kaneda kind of have this dynamic where they were both from a child's home, but Kaneda was always like the better one, or like the one who was always in charge, and Tetsuo was always the one getting in trouble and needing help from Kaneda, and you can tell how that kind of dynamic works out in other areas. I kind of compare them to Vegeta and Goku a lot. That's mostly because of the hair. But, yeah, and eventually Tetsuo gets taken to a government lab, and he starts discovering these weird powers that he has. And now that he's powerful, he wants to take over the world, because, you know, when you discover you have powers, you think of world domination first. And not like, yo, let's see if I can fly or something like that. There's obviously like much more to that than what I just said, but it's just so much I can't really put it into words. In the manga, there's so many different plot points and so many different characters than the movie, because the movie tried to fit all six volumes into one like 2-hour movie, and you can't really do that. Or at least you can't really do that successfully and still have a pretty flowing plot. But they had to cut out a lot of plot that would be in the manga, which is why I'm reading it, because I want to see what else there was. And you know the crazy thing? Okay, so the movie was written and directed by Katsuhiro Otomo, who was the mangaka for Akira. And he did that before even finishing the manga. So he had to pretty much quickly come up with an ending, then put it in the movie. And then eventually, when the manga came out, he had to put the movie ending into the manga. Which I think is pretty cool. And it sounds really stressful too. And yet he still pulled it off, which, nice. So I definitely would recommend Akira. It's very, very long. Not too long, but pretty long. But I consider it a piece of, like, cultural history. And if you want to know more about this kind of art style, then I think it would be cool. I have another book in here. Hold on. Oh, gosh. Have you heard of Junji Ito? You have? Okay, then you know what... How it is. I really like horror. As you can tell, I've been talking more about gory stuff, so I'm into... gore. This is Uzumaki. I love Uzumaki so much. I love Junji Ito in general, actually. My first Junji Ito was Gyo. And that one is about this, I'm going to say infection as to try not to spoil anything. This infection on fish that makes them grow mechanical legs and terrorizing the earth. And yeah, that's terrifying. But I enjoyed it. It's kind of gross though. So just a warning for that. Well, technically everything here is gross, but it's just your perception of it, I guess. There was this other Junji Ito book I read a while ago. I actually forgot the name of it. But what I remember from it was this guy who always drank vegetable oil or something, like cooking oil, and he would get, like, blemishes because he's only drinking oil, and he, like, verbally abuses his sister. I don't remember much else from it, but that was another one I had read. But my favorite as of right now is Uzumaki. It's about a town that is haunted by this pattern of a spiral. And literally after reading this, I was like very cautious of spirals. It's really good though. It's got some very gross imagery. In fact, here, I'll show you. If you've heard of Junji Ito, you've definitely seen this girl before. With her face that is a complete spiral. And just her eye. It gets much worse than that, just so you know. But yeah, it's like a collection of stories of events that took place in the town that was haunted by a spiral and all the people being affected by the spiral. I think the characters are pretty cool. The main character is a girl named Kiri, and she has this boyfriend who is so emo and so dry. He's just really sad all the time. It's probably because his parents died. But, yeah. I do like them as main characters. But, if you ever wanted to read more into Junji Ito, Uzumaki. Definitely. 100% recommend Uzumaki. There's more manga I could get into. But if I got into all of it, we'd probably be here forever. You probably have things to do after this, so. It was nice meeting you. Do you usually come to this specific noble barn? sometimes. Cool, then. Then we can probably meet each other again and talk more about Dragon Ball or something. I don't know. But yeah, I hope you have a nice time on your manga journey. I wish you the best of luck because there's a lot of good ones out there. And you will find your, like, true... You will find your story, your manga that you are gonna stick to for a while. Demon Slayer is pretty cool too, if you want to check that out. Your friends actually told you about a specific manga? Which one? What's this? JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. No, I'm not really into that. If you're into that, that's cool, but it's kinda, most of it doesn't even make sense, and the stuff that does make sense have weird explanations, so but if you're into that, that's cool. Anyway, I'll see you around.